Today we are recording the oral histories of immigrants. Let's begin by asking how you came to America, Mr. Novak.
My name is Louis Novak, and I was born in 1910 in a ghetto in Poland. We were very poor. One day in 1920, my father told us to start packing. We were going to America. My mother started to cry, but I was very excited. I did not understand how challenging the journey would be. I wanted us to take all the family possessions, but Papa warned us about the crowded ship and how no doubt we need to eliminate many treasures. Somehow, though, Mother found room for her special occasion dress, a particularly fine piece of apparel, because she wanted to feel like a lady here. My father took his prayer book with him, and I secretly packed my notebook and pencil. I wanted to write down everything that I saw.
Tell me about the ship. How crowded was it? What was it like on board?
We were in steerage, the worst part of the ship, in cramped double-decker beds. It was packed down there. Men and women were separated. In the ladies' cabin, my mother had to stifle my baby sister's cries so she wouldn't disturb other passengers. We had no privacy. Another negative thing was the awful food. Oh, we were so hungry and homesick. Mostly we got scraps and leftovers. Day-old bread, warmed-over soup, overcooked meat. For the duration of the trip, I'd sneak up to the first-class level to find perfectly good food that had been thrown away. First class was like another world. The rich people stayed there and had beautiful ballrooms and plenty of hot water and delicious food. Since we were at the bottom of the ship, we smelled the engine's odors, grease and smoke. And people didn't bathe too often, since hot water was not readily available for steerage passengers. It was all okay, though, because we knew we were going to a better life in the United States.
Describe your arrival. What happened when you finally got to New York? And what were you feeling?
When we arrived at Ellis Island in New York City, health inspectors checked us out. They rejected all who were seriously sick and sent them back. Some people, especially those who were feeble, weren't allowed in. But we passed, and Aunt Rose let us live with her for a while. She was an intrinsically good person. She was very positive about life and helped my father feel more secure. Papa learned to bake bread, working 14-hour days, and later became the owner of the bakery. My mother finally felt like the lady she'd always dreamed of becoming, and I felt proud to be an American.